Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. If you've seen that viral video of the NFL player for the Washington Commanders, Jeremy Reeves, being told by Coach Ron Rivera that he's made the Pro Bowl, and he just immediately breaks down. He was completely surprised by it. Well, Jeremy Reeves is from Pensacola. We just talked to him last hour. We'll have that podcast up on our website, newsradio923.com, so you can be able to check that out. Or you can also download our mobile app, and we'll have the podcast there as well. So be sure to tune into that. Grace will let us know when she's got it up. But yeah, great talking to him and hearing about his story about how he made it to this point. So he's somebody who's overcome a lot as far as the football field goes to get where he is right now, and even personal adversity that he shared as well. So it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here. The storm is slamming the Midwest now. This is the bomb cyclone, right? We knew we were going to be talking about the bomb cyclone. It's starting to hit. You're getting a lot of snow. I saw a video of a police officer in Cheyenne, Wyoming, had his dash cam on. It was a complete whiteout. You couldn't see the road in front of him or anything. Apparently the police there ran on 100 accidents on the roads. 100. I mean, it's just complete whiteout. It's just terrible. Well, now that storm is hitting the Midwest. So right now we've already dropped 2 degrees since we've been on the air. It was 58 earlier. It's already down to 56, and it's going to drop about 30 degrees by tomorrow morning. Like 7 a.m., 8 a.m. is going to be 28. And it's going to be in the low 30s the rest of the day tomorrow. It'll be kind of blah. But hey, the good news is like we'll have like four days, maybe five, where it's going to be chilly and cold. And it's going to be up to close to 70. But, you know, like by this time next week. So, you know, but up north, they're dealing with some junk up there. Hundreds of flights have been canceled as well. Other top three stories. January 6th committee has released their final report. I've not been able to read very much about it yet. It's just, it looks like this is their, you know, what they see is our criminal actions and also other details about people who gave testimonies and what led up to getting their testimony and things like that. Also, the Republicans have released their own report, and their report shows that the January 6th problems were because of Nancy Pelosi and her staff. That's an interesting report. Then the Senate has passed the $1.7 trillion funding bill that will keep the government running, and this now goes to the House, and the House is expected to pass it. So that's what I want to pick up. What's in the spending bill, and you know what's going on? So yesterday, of course, we talked about how there's nearly $50 billion of the spending bill that was supposed to go to President Zelensky and in Ukraine. And he was speaking. We aired, you know, the last part of his speech yesterday or part of his speech yesterday in the last part of the show. And he was speaking to Congress, urging them to pass the spending bill. President Zelensky was. Representative Matt Gaetz says that his stance on suspending aid to Ukraine after this president's speech remains unchanged. Yeah, he says he believes that that basically this is what he put out on his own Twitter account. Quote, this is from Representative Matt Gaetz, our representative in the panhandle. President Zelensky should be commended for putting his country first, but American politicians who indulge his requests are unwilling to do the same for ours. Hemorrhaging billions of taxpayer dollars for Ukraine while our country is in crisis is the definition of America last. He did not change my stance. He did not change my stance on suspending aid for Ukraine and investigating fraud in transfers already made. So that's where he stands with that one. And I think a lot of people praise that. We talked about it yesterday. The asinine kind of thinking that comes about that, hey, we've got a border crisis on our own country. We have We are running a deficit, meaning we do not have enough revenue coming in to cover our own bills right now. So we continue to raise our debt to cover our own bills. Yet we're going to give $50 billion to another country when we've already given them $68 billion? It's not like we didn't give them anything. We've already given them $68 billion. This would be $110 billion that we've given Ukraine in the space of a year while we're running a deficit. This is the equivalent of you and me being on food stamps. Like, we're broke. We're on food stamps. And we're like, you know what, though? That homeless person over there looks like they really could use a leg up. I can help them because I have good credit. So I'll go get a credit card and I'll give them that credit card. Who's going to pay that credit card? Well, I will. But I thought you're on food stamps. I am. So how are you going to pay the credit card? I'll probably just go get another credit card in order to pay that credit card. Like, that's literally what we're doing on the federal government. It's ridiculous. And so either, hey, if you want to give money to them, that's fine, but you got to cut spending somewhere. And that's just what they don't do. No. We'll just keep on adding. So what is in this spending? Reason Magazine put out just some of the things that are in the spending bill. $70 million for salmon, $3 million for bee-friendly highways. Yes, I said bee-friendly highways and other things. So, for example, $410 million for border security. Now, what you're thinking, you're like, well, that's a good thing, Bobby. Oh, wait, I didn't finish the sentence. $410 million for border security in Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman. Yeah, other countries' border security. $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama Trail. $3 million for bee-friendly highways. That's right. Honeybee-friendly highways. $3 million for an LGBTQ museum in New York. $5 million to study the impact of culverts, roads, and bridges, and what they could have, the impact they could have on salmon populations. $65 million for the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery. $200 million for Gender Equity and Equality Action Fund. $7.5 million to study the domestic radicalization phenomenon. Okay. Oh boy. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 are traveling smoothly throughout Pensacola. Nothing to slow you down on Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. We are seeing slow-moving traffic still on the bridge heading towards Pace. This is going to be in the eastbound direction. On 29, expect some slowdowns near West Detroit Boulevard. That's going to be both the north and southbound lanes. If you do see something else on the roads slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So that's just some of the things from Reason Magazine. New York Post even has stuff here. They've got they covered the trail in Georgia that's named after Michelle Obama, $3.6 million for that. They also covered a $3 million museum that's going to be a universal hip-hop museum in the Bronx. Then, and that's just all part of $15 billion total, $15 billion total for community project funding. It will cover 7,200 public works nationwide. Then there's $12 billion, which is, you know, a quarter of the amount that's going to Ukraine. $12 billion for the Head Start program. $5 billion, which is only a tenth of the amount that's going to Ukraine. $5 billion for low-income home energy assistance program. $40 billion, still less money than going to Ukraine. $40 billion in disaster funding to help communities recovering from weather events like hurricanes, wildfires, and floods. So $10 billion cheaper than what's going to Ukraine. It's like, I saw this tweet. The worst people in politics from both parties have teamed up to demand Congress rubber stamp a 4,155-page blank check. A check for $1.7 trillion of your money. And they want it stamped before anyone can actually read it. Yeah. That's exactly what's going on. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. So lest you think that the $1.7 trillion spending bill was just a Democrat-run deal, no. 18 senators voted yes on it that were Republicans. Three didn't even vote. They weren't there. Richard Burr from North Carolina, Kevin Cramer from North Dakota, John Barrasso from Wyoming. The Republicans who voted for it, some of these names are your familiar players: Roy Blunt, John Boozman, Shelley Capito, Susan Collins, John Cornyn, Tom Cotton, Lindsey Graham, Jim Inhofe, Mitch McConnell, Jerry Moran, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, Mike Rounds, Richard Shelby from Alabama, John Thune, Roger Wicker, and Todd Young. Neither senator from Florida signed off on this bill. That's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The huge winter storm delaying more than 5,500 flights across the country. Airports in Chicago and Denver among the worst in terms of experiencing delays and cancellations. FlightAware says a quarter of the flights originating from Chicago O'Hare canceled so far today. Same story in Denver. Target is recalling more than 200,000 Pillow Fort weighted blankets. This after two little girls zipped themselves inside and suffocated. 4 and 6-year-old North Carolina girls were playing when they crawled inside the 6-pound blankets and died of asphyxiation. FCC looking at issuing its largest ever fine for a robocall scam that targeted millions. The commission said the auto warranty scam made more than 5 billion calls to more than 550 million phone numbers over the span of 3 months back in 2021. And more than a $500 million up for grabs in tomorrow's Mega Millions lottery drawing. The current jackpot is at a cool $510 million. That would be a cash out of just a little bit under $270 million. Bobby?
So where do you stand with the Mega Millions and the lotteries and things like that? Because David, who was in your spot before, now he's doing the mornings.
Right.
David says that lottery is his retirement plan. That's his okay. Retirement plan.
I do not think that the lottery is my retirement plan. I've never played the lottery except for, some previous employers, may give, some lottery tickets to employees, around Christmas time or something like that. So, I'll scratch those off. I have considered, every time, this news gets out about it's, $1 trillion or whatever it was like a couple of months ago. I've thought to myself, what if I was the one guy that just scratched off one ticket and that was it? It doesn't ever get further than that. It's just a dream. But no, I do not play it.
That's how I am. I'm just like, the odds against you are just humongous. And yeah. I don't like to lose. I'd rather play a game that I could try to win. And using my skill set or something like this, I mean,
do you have a lucky number that you would go with as the Powerball, or would you just take like whatever five numbers you get?
Oh, I'd probably choose my own number still, but I don't know what numbers those would be because I don't necessarily have lucky numbers.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, so I'd probably still want to choose my own. That way I still felt like I was in charge somehow.
There you go.
Right. But I'm same as you. I don't even know what to say. Like, I won't even know what to say, honestly. Like, if I go to a gas station,
right?
What do you say? Do you just say, "Hey, I want to play the Mega Millions"?
Yeah.
Or I don't like.
And
I
then
know
just
what
looking
you,
at you like, what do you mean? All exactly. You have to do is just this. It's like, I don't know. It's the first time I ever played it.
Exactly. That's how I'd be. I'd be going like, so if I want to play the lottery, like I would have to go there and like interview the teller. And be like, so if I want to play the lottery,
hypothetically,
what do I got to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would, no, I'd, like, I'd be the same way. Well, you know what? Me. You know, after work one day, next time Mega Millions, that's what we'll do. We'll both go over so we can at least have the security of our own ineptitude and inexperience.
Yes. And there's strength in numbers.
That's right.
And so we go there with.
And we'll pull our money together and set it on fire. So
all $5. So yeah, exactly. We got this cold weather hitting up north. How many flights are being canceled now today?
Oh, I think it was about 2,000 today canceled. Obviously that means there's a lot more that are delayed.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Central, yeah. North Central U.S.
Where you're delayed, canceled. And you're like, right. Just the worst.
You know, and at this point, I mean, you know, we've known about that this was coming for several days. You know, if you had family and if you had plans to travel to or from, you know, how do you even come up with plan B and C? I mean, aren't you just saying, you know what, it's just not going to happen this year. So we'll try again next year.
That's the way I would look at it. I'd be like, yeah, just give me some sort of voucher for a future trip and I'm heading home.
Yep.
That's the way I would look at it. So, all right. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 29 also moving smoothly now. And we do have a small patch of traffic on Highway 90 that's going to be if you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace in the eastbound direction. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We have the podcast up on our website now of the interview of Jeremy Reeves, the Washington Commanders football player who's originally from Pensacola, played at USA, went undrafted, and has worked his way all the way up to get into the Pro Bowl on special teams. And we just talked to him last hour. We have that podcast up on our website, newsradio923.com. But you can also download our mobile app and click on the On Demand, and you can listen to podcasts that way as well. Coming up here next, got an interesting robbery story coming up here for you that happened right here in our area. That's next.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere
it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. 56 degrees now here, and it's just continually dropping further. It's going to drop about 30 degrees by tomorrow morning, like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. It's only going to be in the upper 20s, maybe. Yeah. But hey, it's better than what the North is doing with the Midwest and the West. I mentioned before, I saw this dash cam video of this police officer in Cheyenne, Wyoming. It was a complete whiteout. Officers in Wyoming ended up having to cover 100 wrecks because of all the snow and the storm that they're getting. Just terrible situation right there. Escambia County Sheriff's Office is looking for a suspect who robbed the Legal Leaf over on North Navy Boulevard. It's a cannabis store, and he robbed it on December 20th twice. Twice. Robbed it once at 1:55 a.m. and then went back at 3:40 a.m. I know when he showed up the second time, they must have been like, "Would you already smoke everything we gave you the first time?" Golly. He's like, "It wasn't good enough." Came back a second time, robbed him a second time. He fled on foot. He's believed to be in the Patton Drive area. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers, 850-433-STOP. 850-433-STOP. Let's call right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up for your next Fox News update and your sports hit.
Take a trip down Candy Cane Lane with me. It's so magical and it's going there in your dreams. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. It's 56 degrees now, so it's dropped about 2 degrees since we've been on the air. It'll stay probably in the 50s through most of the night until like probably a few hours from now. Then it will start to drop. So just get ready for that. So probably like midnight tonight, it will drop below 50s after midnight. And then when you wake up in the morning, it's going to be not nice outside. So it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we've got top stories of foxnews.com, and we'll also cover the Florida's growth. New information has come out about that. Top three stories here for you. January 6th committee has released their final report. I haven't even looked at it yet. I don't even know very much about it. Then the Senate has passed the $1.7 trillion government funding bill to avoid the shutdown. It will go to the House now, which they are expected to pass it. We covered this earlier this hour, some of the frivolous spending that's in this bill and the 18 Republicans who voted for it. Then the storm is slamming the Midwest. I said hundreds of airlines have been canceled. Now it's thousands. A couple of thousand of them have been canceled. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Thursday night football tonight, Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the New York Jets on Amazon Prime Video at 7:15. NBA is going to be on NBA TV at 8 o'clock with the Washington Wizards taking on the Utah Jazz. NCAA football tonight, Baylor takes on Air Force at, where is it? It's the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. So that's going to be on ESPN at 6:30. Then NCAA men's basketball, number 4, Kansas is playing Harvard at 6 o'clock. And then the late game is George Washington against Washington State University. Toronto beat Philadelphia Flyers earlier today, 4-3 in NHL hockey. ESPN Plus has a bunch of hockey tonight as well. And I don't think the Florida Panthers or the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing either one of them. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Our roads are looking good this Thursday evening. I-10, I-110 not showing delays. 29 also checking in clear, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. We do still have a patch of slow traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace in the eastbound direction. Pine Forest north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 still showing slow moving traffic, but North Blue Angel Parkway as well as Lillian Highway and Gulf Beach all looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the traffic line number. Also, again, this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. 5-star defensive back has decommitted from Notre Dame, announced that he's going to go to Oregon, but then signed with Oklahoma. Okay, kind of a debacle for signing day right there. The Eagles' Jalen Hurts will not be ready to go. Gardner Minshew will take the start against the Cowboys. Same thing for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson's going to be out, so Tyler Huntley will take the start against the Falcons. And then former Broncos running back Ronnie Hillman has passed away today of cancer at the age of 31. It was apparently a rare cancer. So very shocking right there to see that happen to him. And then YouTube TV has nabbed the NFL Sunday Ticket on a $14 billion deal. So, you know, we mentioned yesterday, it looked like they were in the running for it. I think the NFL would prefer to keep it under NFL Plus or on NFL Network, but you can't pass up $14 billion.
over 7 years. That's too big. So if you want to watch all the NFL games live, then no longer will you need to have DirecTV. You'll have to have YouTube Live or YouTube TV, whatever they call that thing. Those are your sports news. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Florida was the fastest growing state from 2021 to 2022. From July to July, we had a population increase of 1.9%. And so according to the Census Bureau, while Florida has often been among the largest gaining states, this is the first time since 1957 that Florida has been the state with the largest percent increase in population. So we had the most. Then Texas, actually Texas had the most residents total. We had the largest percentage though. And then we have the third largest population still behind California and Texas. Texas grew by 1.6% as well, by the way. And California declined by 0.3%. That's where everybody's going. Idaho also grew at 1.8%. So they were actually the ones right behind us. So we grew 1.9%. They grew 1.8%. South Carolina, 1.7%. South Dakota and Montana, 1.5%. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come over here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus top stories on FoxNews.com.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. Want a plane that moves the loop. Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly...
Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida is hosting its annual signature event, the Big Gala, presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. It's going to be Saturday, January 14th. It's their biggest black tie event of the year, and it's going to be at Hilton, Pensacola Beach. This year's theme is Come Fly With Me, and it'll celebrate Northwest Florida's rich history in aviation. Guests will be treated to delicious signature cocktails, a gourmet seated dinner, live entertainment, chances to win, live and signed auctions, and more. So proceeds from the Big Gala go towards the Big Brothers and Big Sisters in Northwest Florida. And if you would like some tickets or some sponsorships, just call 850-433-KIDS or go to newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, I was just very disappointed that you chose not to sing along with this bumper music.
I thought about doing a little bit, but you know the chipmunks are a little bit too high pitched for my vocal range. So to let them,
I thought that was the reason, but I
had to let them just sing by themselves. I couldn't join in.
All right. Well, blizzard warnings in effect across a large stretch of the country, thanks to the brutal storm system that's hitting millions. Those warnings are up in places from eastern Montana all the way to Buffalo, and even people are being warned of impossible and life-threatening travel. Just for grins and giggles, after I got home last night, I looked up the town that I lived in before I moved to Pensacola. The high there today, 11 below zero. So that's what's going on up north. Ukrainian officials optimistic soldiers will be trained quickly on the Patriot missile defense system. The U.S. is set to provide the advanced defense system as part of an additional $1.8 billion assistance package. The one-time crypto king is reportedly being released on $250 million bail. This after Sam Bankman-Fried arrived in New York after agreeing to be extradited from the Bahamas. And finally, Christmas movies are actually helping us psychologically. Psychotherapist Stacia Alexander says they're good for our mental health because they work to release brain chemicals, cortisol, which is the stress hormone in the brain, and dopamine, which produces feelings of pleasure. So enjoy that Christmas movie knowing that it's good for your health.
It's good for your health to watch a Christmas movie. I think it depends on the kind of Christmas movie, though.
It's good for my health between Thanksgiving and New Year's. After that, I do away with them, but yeah, I know.
Yeah. So maybe we should be watching Christmas new movies year round.
I'm okay with my mental health, January through October, but
you're okay with your mental health outside of the winter months, so you won't need it.
That's right.
After the winter months is what you're saying.
I
then we can go to the beach for our mental health. So
it's exactly. But no, I'm very strict about the time that I watch Christmas movies in.
No Christmas movies after Christmas Day?
I have, since being married, I have relinquished that a little bit. I will go up to New Year's, but I am firm no Christmas movies or music before Thanksgiving.
No. All right.
Nope. So it's like January opening day of the baseball season. It's got to have. There's got to be a start. There's got to be an end. Gracie, you want to say something? You have a rebuttal for me?
Yeah. I'm like, I need to.
She needs to calm down and.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, really she's very speechless. Flustered right now.
I really am speechless. Right. I want to know, when do you take it down? Like, are you like New Year's Eve? Like, it's down. Christmas is over, or.
You mean like the Christmas lights and the decorations?
Yeah.
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 Are you strict on an end time?
I'm strict on the movies and the Christmas songs. The decorations, it's whenever I feel like it, which, you know, could be. I mean, I'll at least take the lights out. The tree may be up for a couple more months, but at that point, it's not really a Christmas tree. It's just a tree. With the decorations... Yeah, they come down pretty quickly, but I don't really have a set deadline. But yeah, as far as Christmas music and movies, that is a hard start date and a hard end date.
Yeah, my Christmas drink on October 1st, and I had my lights up on November 15th. So
yeah, you did. Sorry, you started very early with the whole thing. It's different. It's different for younger individuals too. My kids, like, it'll be in the July, and they'll be like, "Can we listen to Sia's Christmas album?" And I'm like, "It's July."
No chance.
Yeah. Wait till you get the kids, though. Wait till you get the kids. You want to keep them happy sometimes. But although the Sia Christmas album is not bad, I have to admit. So, all right, Grace, what do we got going on with traffic?
This traffic report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, you see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Top stories on FoxNews.com. There was a video of police who arrested a UK woman who was praying across from an abortion clinic. And that sparked outrage online. And people like, can't believe that she got arrested for just praying quietly. But that's the UK. They don't really have the same First Amendment rights that you and I have. President Biden allegedly exploded in illicit tirades over the spiraling crisis along the border. He's fumed, dropped some F-bombs over the border crisis and things like that, and apparently not very happy with Kamala Harris over the whole thing right there. So then the Princess of Wales makes history as the king announces a shakeup. So apparently King Charles III announced the first Trooping the Colour, reveals new titles for the royal family. Whatever, it's not my royal family. Then we've got, sorry, Gracie. Then Iran makes a chilling threat over Ukrainian president's historic address to Congress, basically threatening that they will provide more arms to Russia. And, you know, Russia has already said, if we provide the Patriot missile system to Ukraine, which President Biden yesterday pledged that we would, then there would be unforeseen consequences for us doing that. So this thing might ramp up even further, this Ukraine-Russian war, in the coming months. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Bobby's Brain Teases here for you. Jack Black's mother, Judith Love Cohen, was a co-creator of the abort guidance system that saved the Apollo 13 astronauts.
When she went into labor, she brought a printout of a problem she was working on to the hospital and solved it while she was in labor before giving birth to Jack Black. So, wow. Yeah, his mom was like a crazy scientist, even doing scientific like data problems while giving birth. That's dedication. A 75-year Harvard study discovered that close relationships are the secret to success and happiness. Having someone to lean on improves brain function and decreases mental and physical pain. And then outer space is only an hour away. If you could drive your car straight at the sky at 60 miles an hour, it'd only take you an hour and you would be in space. Approximately 15% of Google searches have never been searched for before. 15%. And 65% of Americans believe they're smarter than average. That's you know what's sad about this number, though? 35% are like, no, I'm not smarter than average. That's not good. We need to do a little build up, although they're probably correct. They're probably not. Finally, Thomas Jefferson believed that a country's constitution should be updated every 19 years to better reflect the wishes of modern generations. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.